to share their best advice with the mommy-to-be. My advice? Don't listen to anyone's advice. Every conception, pregnancy, and delivery is unique. Let each woman experience the ups and downs for herself. If she asks for your thoughts, then share. Otherwise, wish her well and keep your mouth shut. Third, I was blessed not to have trouble getting pregnant, but a month or so after my daughter was born, my hormones and emotions went on the ride from hell. I wasn't diagnosed with postpartum depression, but I knew something was wrong. I constantly feared my child's life was in danger, my anger would quickly spiral out of control, and I cried every night because I was the worst mother. Unfortunately, 17 years ago, natural approaches to my symptoms weren't easily found. I felt trapped and went the route of traditional doctors and medication. Lots of medication. I was put on antipsychotics, antidepressants, and mood stabilizers. These medications created a situation where I was advised to not get pregnant again. I was told my life and the life of my unborn child would be at serious risk. I didn't know there were options. The internet was too new to be considered reliable, and the idea of natural and holistic approaches to my problems was foreign. If a book like this existed 17 years ago, maybe my daughter wouldn't be an only child. Bringing a new life into this world is a blessing that can't be truly understood until experienced firsthand. This book is designed to help women conceive naturally so they can experience the joy and wonder of childbirth. As a way to say thank you for listening to my audiobook, I'd like to offer you more free books. Check out the end of this audiobook for more details. Chapter 1. Preparing Your Body for Pregnancy. Controlling what happens inside our bodies seems impossible. Healthy systems and organs operate without our assistance, so we tend to think we shouldn't mess with them. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But we shouldn't wait until there is a problem to take care of our bodies. Even if you're not thinking about pregnancy, you should still do preventative maintenance to keep your insides running like new. We are becoming a nation looking for sustainable food sources, frequenting farmers markets, and going organic. If you haven't jumped on this bandwagon, hurry up. The Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, allow a certain amount of chemicals into our fresh foods. Processed food is laced with toxins and chemicals. We may not immediately feel the effects of these poisons, but they are at work inside us, slowly destroying our body's systems. Fear not, you can begin to reverse some of the damage you may have done. One way to do this is through a detoxifying diet. Cleansing your body before bringing another life into it is vital. You want the most welcoming, safe environment for your unborn child. Think of this step as baby-proofing your body. Women planning to conceive need to know that a healthy diet promotes healthy ovulation and helps prevent recurrent miscarriages. Your food intake can affect the body for 90 days after ingestion. Begin by asking your partner to join you in this detox process. When steps are taken together, you will feel closer to each other. You will both be taking steps to prepare for parenthood, and you will provide support to each other, and having support makes all things easier. And many of the foods included in a healthy diet can have a positive effect on your partner's sperm. Guys, your health is just as important as hers. Detoxing isn't as scary as some people think. It's a simple, natural way to cleanse your body of built-up toxins and waste, and rid your diet of unwanted sugars, fats, and processed ingredients our bodies aren't meant to consume. Detoxifying is a gradual process, so don't think you have to give up everything at once. Also, those fad diet pills and drinks that say they detox your body quickly don't really work. Remember, all things worth doing are worth doing right. The recommended length of time for a detox program varies. I've read that 1 week of adhering to an all-organic, raw foods diet is enough to feel a drastic difference in energy levels. More serious, enthusiastic detoxers aim for a 21-day regimen. However long you plan on committing to these dietary changes is up to you, but don't stop using what you've learned and return to your old habits after your detox time is up. Hopefully, you will make these changes a permanent part of your diet.